Ladies and gentlemen, good day, and welcome to the H.G. Infra Engineering Q2 FY23 earnings conference call hosted by Go India Advisors. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode. There will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Sana Kapoor from Go India Advisors. Thank you, and over to you.
Thank you, Inba. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to H.G. Infra Engineering Limited earnings call to discuss the Q2 and H1 FY23 results. We have on the call Mr. Harendra Singh, Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Arvind Khandelwal, President, Strategy, and Mr. Rajeev Mishra, Chief Financial Officer. We must remind you that the discussion on today's call may include certain forward-looking statements and must therefore be viewed in conjunction with the risks that the company faces. May I now request Mr. Harendra Singh to take us through the company's business outlook and performance, subsequent to which we will open the floor for Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah. Thank you, Sana. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us on Q2 and H1 FY23 earnings call today. Hope you all are in high spirits and keeping fine. I trust that you would have looked at the earnings presentation uploaded on the exchanges and company website. As you would have seen from our presentation, this has been another good quarter for the company, and that is despite being a weak quarter across this sector due to the prolonged monsoon. As a listed company, over the last 5 years, we have ensured that all our efforts are in a direction which creates superior shareholder value, and we will continue to focus on building sustainable long-term value on them, for them. Our strong focus is always on growing bottom line, maintaining strong balance sheet, and selection of high-quality projects to augment our order book. Let me give you some update on the infrastructure sector first. Taking on to road, as you can see that coming to the NHAI tendering status, NHAI has set full year target of 6,500 kilometers of road projects to be awarded this year, which is a bit slow in the first half of this financial year, which is likely to pick up in the second half of this year, which gives us the opportunity for winning new projects and further strengthening of our order book as a priority sector. Railways as well, there are a lot of development in the railways which are announced in the recent past. The total of 1,253 railway stations have been identified for development under the Adarsh Railway Station scheme. That is the modern railway station, modernization of railway station. As many as 199 stations are likely to be awarded this year. So we have bid for few, and we are likely to bid many in this sector. Apart from this, other track doubling and high-speed network corridors are all there, which are to be developed and at a DPR stage. Water is again our priority focus, which we again are looking at to bid under JJM in Rajasthan, UP, and MP state. All these developments will give a lot of opportunity to us to enter into these segments and diversify our business beyond roads. Let me first start with quarterly financial performance. During the quarter, we reported a revenue of 752.1 crore rupees. At standalone level, this revenue for the corresponding period last year stood at rupees 753.2 crore. The EBITDA stood at rupees 120.8 crore in Q2 FY23, and EBITDA margin stood at 16.1% in Q2 FY23. The EBITDA margin stood moreover at the same level vis-à-vis last year, despite increase in the cost of material, but our drive will, with better operational efficiencies, strong execution capabilities, helped in leading with the cost and margin. Profit before tax for Q2 FY23 stood at rupees 86.24 crore, and profit after tax for the same period at 64.6 crore rupees. Now coming to the half-yearly financial performance at standalone level, our total revenue for H1 FY23 stood at ₹1,817.74 crore, an increase of 9.05% year-on-year as compared to 1,666.81 crore in H1 FY22. EBITDA stood at ₹283.20 crore as compared to ₹275.80 crore same period last year. EBITDA margin at H1 FY23 stood at 15.6% and PAT stood at 162.3 crore for H1 FY23 as compared to ₹158.80 crore during the same period last year, and PAT margin for FY23 stood at 8.9%. Our total gross debt as on 30th September 2022 stood at 392.2 crore at standalone levels. This includes working capital debt of ₹42.4 crore and term loans plus current maturity of ₹349.8 crore. That also includes payable under MSME trade receivables and 66.6 crore as 66.6 crore and NCD of 97 crores. Our total gross debt at console level stood at ₹1,425.3 crore, which includes project debt of 1,033.1 crore. I will now briefly cover key updates on our operational highlights of prominent projects. Our total unexecuted order book stood at ₹10,851 crore as on 30th September, which are present in 9 states of the country, and it is well diversified with 64% of the EPC projects and 36% HAM projects. We are pleased to inform you that we have recently received the appointed date as 3rd November 2022 for our most prestigious Ganga Expressway project, where almost 94% plus land is available and we have started the execution in this project. Coming to the progress of other major EPC projects, in Delhi-Vadodara Package 8, we are inching towards the completion of the project as we have made good progress and have completed around 92%. We expect the project to be completed in this quarter, say quarter 3. In Delhi-Vadodara Package 9, where we have completed around 81%, we expect the project to be completed by February 23. In the Mancherial project of Adani, we have completed around 72% and applied for PCOD, which is likely to be received in November 22, and the project is expected, entire project is expected to be completed by in Q4. In UER Package 1, Karala Khanjawala of Delhi, we have completed 27.4% of the work, which is running as per the scheduled timelines. In Neelmangala Tumkur project, we have mobilized our resources at project site and execution work has been done post the appointed date, which has been which is 25th August 2022. Coming to our HAM projects under execution, which are also progressing well as per the scheduled timelines. In Rewari Bypass HAM project, we have completed around 86% and we are moving ahead for project completion as per the scheduled timeline. In Raipur-Visakhapatnam AP1 corridor, we have completed 13% of the project. Further, in two HAM projects of Raipur-Visakhapatnam corridor, that are Orissa packages 5 and 6, we have completed about 8.4% and 12% respectively. In Khammam-Devarapalli package 1 and 2, we have received the appointed date on 30th September 2022 for KD package 2, and post our financial closure declared on 15th September 2022 for KD package, the appointed is likely to be declared very soon. We have started the project execution these projects post all these developments. Almost 80% plus land is available in these two projects. For all HAM projects, we have a total equity requirement of ₹1,137 crores, that is projected till FY25. Out of this total amount, we have already invested 609.54 crore as on 30th September 2022. And we project to invest some 200 crores in this remaining part of this financial year. It is important to update the other significant developments of project and at the organization level. We have received the completion certificate for Gurgaon Sohna HAM project in September, that where will we receive the PCOD date as 25th February 2022. Also, for the Nano bypass, we received the COD letter from the authority where the completion was, PCOD was with effect from 11th March 2022. At this point, I feel immensely proud and blessed to share that we have been awarded as the fastest growing construction company in medium sector in October 2022 at the Construction World Global Awards 2022, basis our financial indicators of last 5 years, which shows our strong presence and recognition in this sector. Friends, a guidance on the bidding outlook and the business opportunities is, we are very positive on the sector outlook and opportunities in the second half of this financial year. As covered in my opening remarks, that tendering is expected to show a strong pickup, which gives us the opportunity for winning new projects and further strengthening of our order book. We are all aware that government is taking numerous initiatives in various infrastructure development programs, including the National Infrastructure Pipeline, the Gati Shakti program, that will give thrust to this sector and ample opportunities for the players like us. We are at HG are readying ourselves for the next level of growth through various steps. Like in last quarter, we have initiated various in-house initiatives to strengthen our executional capabilities and enrich our system and processes, the new synergy in our thought process with external environmental like vendor meet, annual operational meet with the project and top management interaction and with external stakeholders. This will help us to build a robust business model, having a complete integration in operations along with a large fleet of in-house equipment and skilled human resource. Our strong focus is on operational efficiencies, cost optimization and strong project execution skills that give us the confidence to close this financial year close to our earlier stated guidelines with 25% growth year on year and EBITDA margin close to 60% plus as compared to last year. A key focus ahead will be on winning selective projects that complement our order book and ensure efficiencies. Our goal is to achieve additional guiding numbers of rupees 4,000 to 5,000 crore new order inflow in this financial year. Now I would like the moderator to open the floor for question answer. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may enter star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Anyone who has a question may enter star and one. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Sir, first, coming on the guidance front, you mentioned in your opening remark 25% growth. Does that mean we are looking at 4,500 crore revenue versus earlier guidance of 5,000? Now are we confident to achieve this 4,500 crore, or is there also a possibility to slightly even further lower number by the year end?
See, it is all evident that this year the monsoon has early arrival to prolonged monsoon and the entire country has experienced good rain. So this is the first factor which has affected the progress during the quarter two. And again, if you see to the appointed date, which likely was supposed to be there of Ganga Expressway in September, sometime in September, which has been delayed by one and a half months as per our expectations, affecting the progress. So this has impacted almost 150 odd crores of progress altogether in quarter two. But again, as we are very clear on it, that the appointed date of almost all the projects are in hand and execution has been picked in all the projects. So with that, we doesn't see much of a challenge. This quarter two did definitely in quarter three, quarter four, whatever is possible, we would be likely to cope up with that. And 25% plus means that around 4600 we will be reaching to this year. And with a major execution which we have looked into, would be coming in quarter 3 and quarter 4, will be from Raipur, Vishakhapatnam, all three packages of HAM, and Ganga Expressway, of course, would be the one which will be the major contributor in this quarter 3. Then UER package, again, we did 183 crores in last quarter, and Delhi Vadodara package 8 and 9, we again did 181 crores in last quarter, where around 300 crores is left in Delhi Vadodara packages. And again, 900 odd crore is left in UER package. There again, the almost execution is at the very good trend, where 200 crores of execution is expected in quarter 3 and 200 plus in quarter 4. So this is how gives us a fair outlook that we would be reaching this 4600 crore level.
So broadly, we did 1800 odd crore. So to reach 4600 crore, we need 2800 odd crore. So around 1300-1400 crore run rate would be required in third and fourth quarter. That can be doable. And also for the FY24, previously we were looking at 6000 odd crore revenue. So what's the new number? And in terms of the margin, when we said 16% plus, so that is for entire full year of FY23, or in the second half we are looking at 16% plus margin?
So the trend of margin has now been restored at again within say last say almost 4-5 quarters we were dealing under this pressure of this commodity price. Now it is all back on track with 16% plus margins, which will all be visible now. As quarter 3 and quarter 4 altogether 2800, definitely in quarter 3 we always see that the quarter 4 comes at about say 35% to 35%. So there we are very clear about it, that quarter 4 would be say really a big number, but in quarter 3, altogether in quarter 3 and 4 it would be coming at 2800 roughly.
And for the next year, FY24?
Next year definitely we will be on same track as we have already seen, that about 22-25% year on year. That is it, which you can see the 4600, if we add some 22% to that, it is coming at around 4,5800 to 6,000.
Okay. And on the order inflow, last time when we said we will be looking at close to 3,000 to 3,500 crore from HAM and 1,000 to 1,500 crore from the other JJM and NHAI EPC. So that remains the same, or are we now looking at more railway orders than the NHAI EPC orders?
So of course, as we as already just addressed in the opening remarks, that in railway remodeling, this is a new concept coming in on the EPC mode from railway, and where we already bidded few of the stations, though we could not even those projects, the earlier one. But now we again believe that EPC of NHA or EPC of railways or any EPC of water together would come at about say 1500 crores, and balance 3500 odd crores would be coming from HAM.
And any of the projects in terms of the value size, apart from railway, where we have bidded, what's the value and where we have bidded, and when likely the results are to come?
No, we are already some 15,000 odd crores of project bidded. In 11,000 is in NHAI, and some 4,000 in our railway stations and the water. So where I think there are about 8 bids which yet to be opened.
Okay. On the equity front, you mentioned 200 crore second half. So in FY 24 and 25, how much we'll be needing? And in terms of the monetization, we were previously looking at 4 HAM projects. Any progress? When can we see the announcement from that front?
So the total equity requirement for say FY 24 and 25 after this 200 crore, as already it is 1137 crore. Out of this 610 crore we already invested, and some 200 would be invested in the later half of this year. So the balance would be in 24 and 25. Hardly it is coming at about 190 crore in 24 and balance in 25.
Mr. Shah, may we request you to return to the queue? There are several participants waiting for their turn.
Okay. Thank you.
Before we take the next question, we'd like to remind participants to ask a question. You may enter star and one. The next question is from the line of Mohit Kumar from DAM Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon and congratulations on a very, very good order book, sir. So my two questions. First is, how is the road bidding pipeline looking like from NHAI side? Till date, I think the bidding has been pretty lukewarm. And are we seeing higher proportion of HAM in the pipeline?
Almost it was expected in first half of this year, not much of the bidding activity, which always has been experienced in the last few years. But in, as they already guided, I think the 6,000 plus kilometers to be awarded by NHAI this year. So they were looking at few modifications into the cash support from NHAI from 40% to 20%, which is in at advanced stage of discussion. But by that time, I think now we have seen that almost they are around 60 odd bids, which are to be bidded or to be awarded within this quarter three. So this gives us a clarity that now in NHAI again, with all majorly into HAM, EPC are not many, but definitely a few of the people, BOTs.
Okay, understood. So expect the H2, the bidding to pick up substantially.
Yeah.
Is that right, sir?
Yes, quite right.
Second question, sir, were on the railway side. I think you would give a detailed, outlook on the opportunities. Are you looking at railway station redevelopment work? And does it mean that we need to build some capabilities and investment in the resources?
No, I think as you can see in the any of the redevelopment work like station building, terminal building, it doesn't require much of a capex. It's a measure of the procurement and the labor-oriented, labor-intensive work. But these are good works, which we believe they are the steel frame structure works, which gives us the possibility and opportunity that we may go for any of the one or two stations.
Mr. Mohit Kumar, may we request you to return to the queue, please? Thank you. We request participants to please limit your questions to two per participant so everybody gets an equal opportunity during the call. We'll take our next question from the line of Parikshit Kandpal from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, Harinder ji, congratulations on a decent quarter, sir. Especially tight control on the balance sheet and working capital. So my first question is, what is the total order inflows for financial year to date? And for the next year, how are you looking to replace this large order of Ganga Expressway? Because that's one bulky order which is coming. So it will be a tough task to exceed this year's order inflows.
For sure, I think which initially as we expect that 9,000 plus crore rupees to be added during the year with 4,500 crore orders already there. We now were at ease, but now again as usually it happens in year that around 3,000 to 4,000 crores of orders of NHAI added to HAM or EPC usually being added in last 2 years trend. So this is our prime focus that with a good, any of the orders having bearing the good profit, that is the first focus. And then again beyond our road, beyond highways, which in railways we have already bid 5 of the bids that has a railway new track or a doubling of those things and the high speed network which are DPR at an advanced stage which likely to come in later half of this year or next year. This again it would be the likely opportunities in railway other than the railway remodeling the stations. And again in water, that we have already bid some 3 of the projects. So we look forward that in quarter 3 and quarter 4. So altogether we would be looking into the mixed balance of all the 3-4 sectors.
Okay. The second question is on the monetization, sir. Now, we have already invested 600 crores. We have projects where we have achieved this COD. So, what's the timeline for monetization and how many projects or value of the book value of the equity you are looking to monetize?
Again, I think it is, almost 2-3 quarters it was at standstill, but it has been initiated at again a very aggressive pace during the last quarter two of this year. So we are now having three particular proposals going on side by side, and we are working on it. And most likely by end of this year, the lead would be concluded. And we are getting a good response from the investors, because they are all waiting, and we also are waiting for the entire completion of which we have completed in two of the projects where the COD received. And just one project where a small portion is left out, the earlier PCOD already in November 21 we received, the Rewariya Daily. With that, entire completion of the project is done, and very soon we will be completing Rewariya Bypass. With this all road project, almost 350 odd crore rupees of equity, which we are looking back, at least we should have a recent set of about 40%, that is about 12% plus the discounting number.
So you're saying 40% premium to your 350 crores in equity investment is what you're looking at.
Yeah.
At 12% discount rate.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Those are my questions.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take our next question from the line of Ashish Shah from Centrum Broking. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, sir. Sir, I know you've given an overall guidance for the execution for the year, but just wanted to understand that a couple of projects like OD5, OD6, we haven't seen a great lot of progress in the first half. I mean, after the appointed dates had been received sometime in end of May. So what is the reason why the pickup has been a little on the slower side?
See, this monsoon, again in north and south, it behaves differently. Okay, so you can see in this eastern Ghat, where this corridor, the entire corridor is lying, AP and OD56, there is not much of the progress is visible. It's hardly, say in all these three projects, it's hardly about say 150 odd crore is the progress during the quarter, which in north would have been much better. But now we are all there. We have mobilized. We have having the entire resources waiting for the monsoon withdrawal, and that has now been restored at. And we would be coming back to the track. We would be progressing very good progress in these projects in quarter three and quarter four.
Okay. So any number you like to put, let's say, by the end of the year in OD5, OD6,
all three corridors in Raipur, Visakhapatnam, we would be doing 325 odd crore rupees in quarter three and around say 450 odd crore rupees in quarter four.
Sure. And
we're around 2700 crore rupees is palace work as on 30th September.
Okay, sure. On Ganga Expressway, how is the ramp-up likely? How much do you expect to execute by this financial year end, and how much you're looking at next financial year?
See, earlier it was expected about 1,000 crore rupees of execution during the financial year, but now it has, we would be looking at 700 crores because of almost delay by 1.5 months or 2 months delay. So that is one reason. And again, if you see that in north, this fog and the winter rains do affect these kind of projects, which earlier if it had been started, then I think and the earthwork and the related activities, that hampers a lot. So in any case, this is a 300 crore rupees, which is likely to be where 5,000 gone down, so it's likely to be going down to 4,600. It's that reason. That is the big reason.
So 700 crore this year, and next year, what would be the number, sir?
Next year, definitely we will be looking at about 2,000 crores of execution coming on from Ganga Expressway.
Thank you. We'll take our next question from the line of Jiten Rushi from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, sir. Thank you for taking my question. So my first question, when I was reconciling the revenue based on your order backlog, opening and closing order backlog, so the revenue seems to be 656 crores. So against our reported number, it is short by 96 crores. So any other revenue other than the execution you have booked in the quarter, sir?
What you are saying that the amount which has been executed is 750 odd crore rupees. So there are few CUS.
Against which the reconciliation is...
That is a big number is coming from price variation as well.
Okay. It's price variation. And sir, any routine shifting or something like that?
It's a minor number, not a big number. 15-20 crore rupees is coming for utility shifting, and certain 10 to 12 crore rupees is coming as a O&M revenue. And the major number is about say 8 to 10% is coming from price variation, price escalation rather.
Okay, and balance is for price escalation.
Yes, yes.
And sir, on the bookkeeping side, can you just highlight the outstanding mobilization advance and billed revenue retention money, and if you can give us the breakup of debtors, if it is possible, sir, as on September.
Yeah, sure. I think it has been reduced by 337 crore rupees if you see altogether. This is a debtor including retention. Okay, so 873 crore that say June 30th, now it got down to 536 crore. So it is a bit of an increase in the contract asset. This is unbilled because major portion is in Ganga Expressway and GV89, which is approaching completion. This is again a significant number is there, which is certain CUS approvals are likely to be there in quarter three only. And say a bit of a HAM projects and other Maharashtra and the right Santiruvi projects. So altogether, this is an increase in 100 crore rupees in contract asset, which is likely to come down again to the same range as we always do in 300 to 350 odd crore rupees. But debtor would not going be not be say, going anything major surprise would be coming in as we are now having 364 crore rupees of debtor.
Ma'am, the question has been incomplete, so let me get the answer, please.
So this is regarding the data.
I just didn't get the number. What is outstanding unbilled number and what is outstanding mobilization advances?
Unbilled number is 468 crore rupees, where the major I have already given that the budget has major, which again is going to drop down to 350 crore rupees, not beyond that. Say, with the few of the project nearing completion and the HAM projects again where we have completed, where certain COS approval is yet awaited. So that is one part. I think mob advance again has been increased by a few crore rupees. I am coming to that there is a 60 crore increase in the mob advance, which is now coming at 347 crore rupees.
And retention, sir?
Retention is almost the same.
That is what?
175 crore rupees.
Okay, sir. That's it on my side. I'll come back in the future. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will request participants to please limit their questions to 3 per party. Time permitting, you may come back in the queue for a follow-up question. Anyone who has a question may enter star and 1. The next question is from the line of Romil Jain from Electrum PMS. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thanks a lot, sir. I hope you can hear me.
Yeah, sure.
Actually, I just missed, I could not hear properly. What is the equity requirement for current year and 24 and 25?
Current year balance, this is 200 crore rupees for the balance half of this year, and next year it is coming at around 190 crore. So out of 1,137 crore, we have already invested 610 crore rupees.
Okay, and 25 number?
Balance is coming in 25. Hardly it is coming at around
100 crore
rupees.
Okay, got it. And sir, one question on the competition. So as you mentioned, most of the projects are HAM from NHAI. So how has been the competitive intensity in the last couple of months? And do we see some kind of pressure in that competitive intensity?
No, EPC is not yet improved, but definitely HAM, major shift has been there. I think now the number of players are getting lesser and lesser, and with that again the percentage where the discounts were passed on, now we are seeing a bit of a premium over it.
For the upcoming projects?
For the upcoming projects, in the recent past we have seen few of the bids, the margins or it looks like the aggression is a bit better. Competitive intensity was earlier, now it has been improved.
Okay, but any specific reason why it has been improved? I mean, there are players who are not able to bid or capital issues are there?
Actually, not a big reason, but definitely you can consider that the major initial, say, almost 20 to 25 bidders were there, which was a small mid-sized company. They are having enough of their appetite, orders in hand. So with that, they are not participating much now.
Mr. James,
okay. Thanks.
Thank you. We'll take a next question from the line of Nikhil Abhyankar from DAM Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. So I'm really sorry I joined the call late. So have you mentioned your guidance for FY23, the revenue, EBITDA margin and the order inflow?
So I already can repeat it to say it is about 4,600 and a bit of 16% plus somewhere in that range.
Okay. And OI, sir? 9,000 to 10,000 crores?
orders in any case which we already received is 4,500 crore, another 4,500 crore will be likely to be added during the year in roads and other sectors.
Understood. No problem. So, and you also mentioned that you're looking at the railway station orders. So would like to know that whether the margin profile on these projects will be the same as our current margin?
We are keeping our say the intent clear that we would be not going for the say lower margins for any of the other sectors even.
Okay, sir. Okay. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone who has a question may enter star and one. The next question is from the line of Sarvesh Gupta from Maximal Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir, and thanks a lot for taking my question. Sir, one question is on these large projects like Ganga Expressway, which you have in your order book. So, do you expect the margins to be in similar range, or do you see any efficiencies, or do you see, because these are very large orders that you have got, you see some sort of a lowering of margin?
No, I can understand your question. Say, in any case, this 150 kilometers of say, huge magnitude, 4,500 crore, like in Raipur Visakhapatnam planning package, again about say 3,000 crore. So this gives a cluster-based approach where the margin definitely, operational efficiencies are much better. So the margin would be good. No doubt that there was a bit of a shrinkage in the earlier quarters. Now we are coming back to the track. 15% plus margins would be there.
Understood. And secondly, in railways, you know, while we've been trying to enter these two segments, railways, water, but we haven't yet got any significant sort of a order which will move.
No, I think it doesn't give us that we need to be very, trust has to be there, but no doubt we are having a clarity of that, that we should not be compromising looking that the margin compromises are there. So we are on track, we would be getting the orders in any case as we are looking for 10 to 15% this year from the other sectors.
And in railways specifically, sir, some of the other EPC players have burnt their hands badly in terms of track laying and many other activities.
I think there is a big change in the execution pattern as you can see in last few years in NHAI also. Earlier the land was not there. The project with a time overrun was there 4 to 5 years completion. Now it is coming at 2 years, 2.5, 3 years. So again the big change is coming there in the railways as well. With this Gati Shakti monitoring this program, it happens like that. The things will be monitored very closely.
In HAM, we are expecting around 350 crore release this year. Is that right? And well,
I'm saying is the deal is going to be concluded this year. The fund may or may not come this year, but definitely as the deal concludes in this financial year, within 6 months we will be getting the funds.
Mr. Gupta, maybe request.
Just one second. This is the continuation of the same question. So next 18 months, what are we expecting of the overall equity release from the HAM projects?
Release,
sir. I mean the HAM monetization. What are we expecting the equity to amount to be monetized for this 18 months? Let's say this 6 months and next 12 months, if the next financial year.
This is 350 crores of total equity also for these four projects which are in proposal for monetization. So where exactly we are looking at about say 40% over the equity deployed. This again we can expect in next year, say 18 months again from now.
Understood, sir. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Jiten Parmar from Aurum Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning. My question is basically on the consolidated margins. We did 19% last year. Are we on track to maintain that or better that for this year, and what is the outlook for next year?
Probably it is for the first half of this year is 18.9%. You are talking of the consolidated margins.
Right.
So it would be in the range of about 19 to 20%. That would be the same range.
And for next year also, we are guiding the same?
Probably it may increase a bit with the entire monetization and a few things of SPV level where the, I think, bonus and few COS the expenses are incurred, but the revenue is not yet realized.
Okay. My second question is on the order inflow. I think you answered that, but I couldn't get it clearly. For half two, you are saying that we should get an order inflow around 4,500 crore. Just want to make sure of that. Is that right?
Yeah, definitely we are looking at it, about this 3,200, 3,500 coming from HAM projects of NHAI, and other than that, EPC NHAI or say other sectors.
Thank you. That will be all from my side. Thank you so much for answering my questions.
Thank you. Our next question is from Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Sir, Khammam Devarapalle package 1 appointed date will be expected by?
That is by 10th of November, the 10th of November the JMS has been already signed, and within next few days we will be getting the appointed date.
Okay, in next, so before the this month ends, we will be having the appointed date.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Second is in terms of the capex for this 1H, we have done 149 odd crore. Previously, we were looking at sale of the equipment net 135 odd crore for this year.
I can give a clarity on the breakup of the capex which has been done and which is likely to be done. So this is 1,434 crore rupees of capex. Out of that, 18 crore. Earlier, this capital work in progress, which is there, this is CAM development, which earlier has would was the expense, categorized as the expense. Now it is capital work in progress to be depreciated within say 2-3 years for the duration of the contract. So that is how the number looks big. That is how 91 crores of capex already done. In 25 crores of land and building are there. And 30 crores of CAM is there. So total 150 odd crore rupees of capex done. Another, say some cap, 45 odd crore rupees would be done in later half of this year, and 45 crore is likely to be received for with the disposal of the old assets.
Okay. Got it. And in terms of the debt level, which is 392 odd crore, so by March end, we will be seeing some reduction from here on.
Yeah, 352 400. That is the likely number which would be there.
Okay. And lastly, on the we were expected to get the 26 crore bonus in the second quarter.
This again is at the competent authority approval level, and then quarter three we would be getting.
So we will be getting 26 crore in the third quarter, and is there any other project where we will be getting a bonus in fourth quarter?
No, as of now, there is no possibility.
Okay. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from Jiten Rushi from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking my question, Adi sir. Sir, in the railway bids, so you said you'll be bidding for the railway lining projects and also on the station redevelopment projects. So, sir, these projects, are we qualified or we shall be bidding in joint venture?
So, mostly we are qualified in metro on these side of our projects, and if in case of any typical requirement, qualification requirement, we are already we have tied up and we would be doing for those interesting projects. But as of now, most of the projects are bidded as a single entity.
So what is the size till which we can bid as an independent entity?
So it's almost at a level of 1,000 or even 1,500, we are eligible for those projects.
So is it 1,500?
Yeah, that is, I think we are not getting many projects which size is over 800 or 1,000, but we are eligible.
And so water project obviously will go in joint venture,
is it? Yes, partner, yes.
Yes. And sir, on the escalation part, so these projects, mostly commodity-driven projects. So these projects will include escalation, right, sir?
Every project is having this price escalation clause.
Okay, so that should not be the challenge for us.
Correct.
And sir, on the margin front, obviously you have given that H2 should be better in terms of EBITDA margin. But sir, going forward, you said that there are last ticket projects like we are executing, like the Raipur project, the Stretch and the Adani project. So in that we are seeing like a 15% or margin. So do we see that going through this margin overall should come down to 15.5% against 16.5, which you said?
I don't see now onwards with the commodity price always has cooled down, and now it's all at a stagnation stage. So whatever bids we have done, say say 1.5 years back. Now we are getting the equivalent price escalation, or is so that is not a similar number. So we don't expect that 15% plus margins would be a big question in coming months or coming years.
And sir, in the revenue terms, you said 2,000 crore we expect from the Ganga Expressway in FY24. So what kind of revenue are you expecting from the Raipur packages and the PD 1 and 2 in FY24, sir?
If you can just look into the breakup of that, which is a project where we are targeted to complete it by June 24, say May 24 rather. So then in any case, the most significant portion would be completed in FY24.
And question, you said that you are expecting a revenue of 5,800 to 6,000 crore.
At least it would be coming at about, say, 1,300 to 1,400 of revenue in this all three packages of Raipur, Visakhapatnam in FY24.
And on the this KD Kanam Devrapalli package 1 and 2, how much do we expect in the UVR, how much do we expect in FY24?
So probably with this, the entire order book, which is at about say 10,800 odd crore rupees, which is supposed to be completed by the time of this year in FY24, in November 24. So with that, you can very well understand the majority of the project where we would be targeting within the stipulated timelines, where the land is not a challenge, where other challenges are not there. So we are according to the contract, according to, we are also prepared to execute them on time.
Got it, sir. So that's it from my side. Thank you, Nanda.
Thank you. We'll take our next question from the line of Prem Khurana from Anand Rathi Shares. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking my question, sir. So my question was with respect to hybrid annuities, and we already have two assets which are operational now, and we've started receiving annuities as well. So one was, want to understand if we are receiving our annuities in time, and second is essentially, given the fact that both these assets are operational, so have we been able to manage refinancing of these assets? I mean, has the interest rate come down, and what's the spread now that we're able to make with this? And just to continue on this, I mean, you spoke about some 40-odd% premium that you expect once you want to sell these assets, right? So is that the hurdle rate? I mean, if, let's say, I mean, there's a buyer who doesn't agree to 40%, would you be willing to settle for a little lower number or not?
In the first part where you are saying that the entire project which we have completed, COD, we are getting the right annuity on right on time, number one. The operation cost and maintenance cost which we are incurring is below the what we are getting from NHL. So that is all in control. The number which has been indicated as a premium which we are likely to get on the equity invested, which is coming from because of that only, because of the interest rate which most of these assets which we are having, say this is around 8%, it's about 7.4% rather, 7.4%. So with that, I think it is an added advantage to us, basically, we are in the cash flow of SP at the SPV level, but a decent one. And in this number which you are saying that 40% we are looking at, yeah, definitely 30 to 40% has been indicated by then, and this is a possible negotiation which is going on.
Sure. And the payments would come in two tranches, right? I mean, you will get to a first 49% and then another 51. So the first two assets, I mean, I understand you've already spent 6 months, so which is where you'll be able to have it, but then the third and the fourth, you would have to wait for some time, right?
Obviously, I think this is gradually, it's just the process being taken. It's a 1 year process, almost.
Sure. And would you be able to help me with the receivables from IRB and Adani?
Yeah, Adani, there is not a big balance receivable as a debtor of hardly 60 something crore rupees, which we received very regularly, which we are receiving very regularly. And IRB, I can update upon it. Basically, at the start of this financial, this quarter, so we were having, just a minute, I can give you the update. So we were having this 306 crores. This was debtor and retention and unbilled, all three together, the start of this quarter. Now it's coming down, and we have received 133 crore in quarter. We have received some 40 crore post the quarter. And now it is coming at, roughly it is coming at, retention is major portion is 92 crore rupees, which is not yet due. In any case, it's a 2 year DLC period. 58 crore out of 58 crore debtor, we have received 40, and 30 crores of unbilled, which is likely to be billed within this, as three final bill is under preparation. This is mostly on our track.
Sure, sir. Okay.
And for Ganga, the CapEx is already taken care of, right? Or there is some more which is, what is?
So I think the CapEx which we have done, the CapEx which is likely to be done, which again is going to be set out with the disposal plan, which we are going to dispose a few of the equipment. Yeah.
Sure, sir. That is my end. All the very best of you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone has a question, may enter star and one. The next question is from the line of Uttam Kumar Shrimal from Axis Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, sir, and thanks for the opportunity. Sir, this quarter, our employee cost and other expenses have increased. So can you please throw some light on that?
See, the mobilization in all the big sites and all the projects where the project has been a bit delayed and which we have received very recently. So with that, I think that manpower cost in those of the project is being reflected as an expense in this quarter two. Number two, as a percentage is gone high. If you see there's a execution if picked up, then it would be again coming back to the same percentage as we has been in most of the year, last few years.
Okay. And sir, you said that competitive intensity has reduced. Earlier there were 20-25 players. So now at this juncture, how many players are bidding for a particular HAM project?
No, see, what I'm saying in HAM there has been reduced. In EPC it's not that. EPC is always having a similar number of players which are those are bidding.
No, I'm asking about HAM only.
See, it was earlier it was going at about say 13-15 numbers. Now it's coming down again to say 8-10. So that is a significant reduction.
Okay, sir. That's all from my side. And all the best to you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Franklin Marais from Equentis Wealth Advisory. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir. Thanks for taking my question. So you had alluded to the fact that, you had some monsoon impact for the quarter. So has this impact spilled over for this quarter as well, as in Q3?
Earlier being asked that in any case, if you are looking at about 2,800 crores of execution during the balance part of this year, so with the quarter four would be the highest one, and in quarter two, because you can see in all Orissa, Andhra, Bangalore, nearby those areas, Telangana, the monsoon withdrawal has been sometime, I'd say 15th or 20th of October. So a bit of a ocean being affected. But now, again, we are, the execution is on well track. We are doing almost 15 to 16 crores of execution a day now. So we would be completing, significantly, it would be coming at a good number, decent number in this quarter three.
Okay.
Year and year growth is concerned.
Okay. And last 4 to 5 years, we have seen EBITDA margin improvement also, from 15% to 16% plus, which is a steady improvement. So one is it a function of your internal efficiencies or is it a function of the product mix? And, going forward, maybe for the next 3-4 years, can we expect, margins to, improve going forward as well, or are they likely to be stable?
Now I think if it is even stable at the 16 to 17 range, 16.5 range even, so that we already, this is a mixed reason behind it. It can be the big size project magnitude, operational efficiencies being improved, a certain say modification to the operational model is there, execution strategy is there. So this is how I think looks like that in coming years also we would be maintaining that number.
Okay. And in the last 5 years, what was the reason for the improvement? Internal efficiency?
No, I think the commodity price, which were earlier damaged, say few quarters, they're going down as low as 15%, now coming back to 16%. So that is the major reason now.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Mudit Jain from Hame Securities. Please go ahead. Mr. Mudit Jain, could you please unmute your line and go ahead with your question?
Hello. Good morning, sir. My question was regarding the margin front. Sir, the standalone margins last year were around 16% and the consolidated margins are around 19%. Sir, considering that the revenue difference is not very much between standalone and consolidated revenue, sir, what's contributing to this additional margin? Sir, can you please throw some light on
that? So the consolidation of our books is only majorly because of SCBs. In SCV, there is not much of an expense, only the revenue and the profit. This top line and bottom line is coming almost at a similar range.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir. That's all from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you. That was the last question. I now hand over the floor back to the management for closing comments.
Yeah, thank you all for your time today for attending this investor call. I hope all your queries were answered satisfactorily. In case you have any follow-up queries, please feel free to reach to our IR advisors, that is Go India Advisors. Wishing you all a very good weekend. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Go India Advisors, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.